From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Veronica Moheski. Columbia First Ward Councilmember Clyde Ruffin does not plan to seek re-election to a third term in April. According to a story in the Columbia Missourian, Ruffin, who was first elected in 2015, said he wants to focus on other projects, but he wouldn't elaborate on what those projects might be. Ruffin says he wants to continue to do good work in the community, but also spend more time with family and get back to a manageable schedule. Ruffin, who is a pastor at the Second Missionary Baptist Church and a member of the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors, said serving on the council has given him a greater appreciation of the First Ward. Ruffin says he's grateful for his time on the council and says that serving on the council has given him an opportunity to touch and influence important projects that are beneficial to the local youth. A Missouri cattle farmer has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of two missing brothers from Wisconsin. Court documents filed today in Caldwell County, Missouri, showed Garland Nelson of Bramer is also charged with two counts of abandonment of a corpse, evidence tampering, and other counts. Nick and Justin Diemel of Shawano County, Wisconsin, were reported missing July 21st. They had been visiting Nelson's northwestern Missouri farm while on a trip related to their cattle business. Human remains were found on the farm, but haven't been publicly identified. Nelson was charged in July with tampering with a vehicle rented by the brothers. Authorities say he abandoned the truck at a commuter parking lot. Members of the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety are teaming up with other safety groups for a public discussion next week in Columbia about the dangers of distracted driving. The Columbia Missourian reports the Tuesday conversation is called the Missouri Roundtable of Distracted Driving, Act to End Deadly Distraction. According to the Missouri Department of Transportation, distracted driving contributed to more than 19,000 car crashes last year. Highway crashes are the leading cause of death nationwide. In Missouri, one of only two states without an all-driver texting ban, 79 individuals died in crashes involving a distracted driver, MoDOT said in a press release. Overall, cell phone-related crashes in Missouri have increased by 35% since 2014. A St. Louis County police sergeant has testified that he was told to, quote, tone down his gayness to secure a promotion to lieutenant. Keith Wildhaber testified at trial Tuesday that former St. Louis County Police Board of Commissioners member John Saraceno issued the guidance in 2014. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Wildhaber says the remark made him feel like he had been punched in the gut. He testified that he thought he would be evaluated for the position based on his body of work, not the fact that he was gay. Saraceno has denied he made the comment. Wildhaber sued the Department for Employment Discrimination in 2017. County Councilor Mike Hughes says the reason Wildhaber was passed over for promotion had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News in Columbia.